Make things well when all of these people have to. It is necessary to create the minimum of right numbers in. It is also to meet majority demands that were.
Your grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, wonderful. She sounded like a thing.
Yes, she is. But the cat, she is a nun.
Well, yeah, unfortunately. Oh, well, even nuns have a sense of humor.
Yes.
Please explain to her how well my car is.
Controls. Let's head now to the picnic table that we set up and tidied up and got everything nice and
Yeah.
tickety-boo and wonderful, and it's got flowers, and Mark was still working on it while Sasha was in the pyramid. Being a busy individual when we came in, saw it all set up and everything, and it was all excellent. Wine on the table and water for those that are drinking at the moment. It's all nicely set up.
What good. And here I am, of course, going irreverent comments.
A very good first impression, my friend.
Oh, yeah, family and all.
Okay. Now let's get down to business. You have to excuse me. I missed all the fun and entertainment with Ashtar.
You didn't miss
Although
much.
apparently, according to my relay, Ashtar has returned.
Returned where?
He's in the garden.
Oh. So I'll watch my P's and Q's. I
I don't think they can hear you unless he's reading my mind, and I don't think he is.
don't see a bullet please. Alrighty, let's see. Where to now?
He has been the hostess with the mostess out there at the
Yeah,
moment, but she's very well behaved.
oh, good. I only have one question for you written down,
Uh-huh.
and that is concerning the greenhouse. The ground slopes out there by the fence, and should I raise the greenhouse on blocks to level it, or should I use a slope for drainage?
Tell us, sir.
Interesting. Oh, wait a minute. That's gonna come. That's totally gonna be a whole other set of plans. What do you mean?
Tell us, sir.
You mean break it into sections?
No, you're right. It wouldn't work that way.
I've got a level up.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, because remember we were discussing this, and we said, any drainage that we need, we'll just slope the drainage pipe down. We don't need to slope the whole entire greenhouse.
That's right. We've got to level it. It's got to be level.
So I've got to put it up on blocks. That's okay.
Yeah, you can do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know.
Well, I was just thinking about dumping the soil, so you only dump it half of what you actually need to move.
No, because it's quite an extreme slope out there.
Yeah,
And I'd
blocks
have
would
to,
work better.
yeah. Because that way also.
You can dig the foundation.
Well, here's a problem, though. If I'm going to put it on blocks, that means I've got to put a floor in. Where before we were just using
Well,
ground.
I'm just digging around inside Mark's mind for a second. And that's going to be useful. Guess who's built a greenhouse before?
He's built a greenhouse. I didn't mention
I don't think he likes to show off.
that.
Wait, he knows about irrigation and building greenhouses. What the hell is he doing working as a security officer?
ask you.
Yes, I will.
Question for you, sweetheart. With Amal's prediction, oh, you didn't hear that part, did
What
you?
path?
About Mark and his burning brightly, it's going to create some health hazards later on in his life. I'm going to assume then that his health hazards will be confined to third dimension only.
I assume so. I hope so.
Right, I am assuming that his astral body, once it gets up there, is going to be fine and perfect.
I think listening to the tape closer might give you your answer.
Listen to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't in on it, and I cannot answer. I lack information. That's better. I can talk to you, ETML. Now.
So, your grandmother changed much since you last saw
She's got more wrinkles. She looks more like 70 instead of 60.
her? Well, she didn't see.
814, to be precise.
She's more.
I do adore my grandmother.
Any pet names for him?
No.
Growing up.
No. She did counsel me quite a lot when I was growing up. And she's always maintained that, I am free to go and talk to her whenever necessary, and I talk to her on subspace quite frequently. But it's very rare that she takes her cowl off to be seen.
If I lose a map, I'm doing that.
No. Yeah, so Ashla wasn't meant to come. We heard about it on Friday, just after Mark left, actually.
So it's sort of surprise for you guys too.
Yeah. He wasn't due until next week.
Answer some questions.
Oh, it did it?
I ask him a lot about what's going on in the future and the three great ages of Earth. And, we have the Lemurian, Atlantean, and now this age here. And then we're getting prepped up for the new age, which I didn't know about. I took a wild guess and confirmed that.
Good, 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 good. I'm going to hand over to the next speaker as I've got to go and help Tia. Yes. Hey, how's it going, dude?
Well, Amal brought some interesting comments to the party that I wasn't expecting.
Amal?
I mean, Ashton
Oh, yes.
was quite enlightening.
Yes, you have to excuse me. I have a drink with me. No, it's not alcohol.
And thank you for telling your family about my profile.
Well, one has to help out. Besides, she is not as naive.
Oh, I assume that now we have a child like you.
And a daughter like Miranda. And she happens, when I left her, had her in her arm. In her arms, and she was tickling her under the chin.
Does she recognize your grandmother again? Her great grandmother? No, mom. Come on, it's a little confusing, all right? I get a little twisted on those kind of things.
She calls her little daughter. And she does not recognize her mother.
Expect
No.
is a young chap.
It is one of those things that will come later on when she's old enough. And Tia has been an excellent hostess, and so Mark has been an excellent host. They have their children lined up in identical togas, and Leonidas is busy sleeping. which you will definitely enjoy his great grandmother when he wakes up.
So our party's at 7 o'clock our time tomorrow?
No.
7 o'clock your time.
Correct. Actually, I think grandmother wants it a little bit later.
That would make it 8 o'clock your time, 10 o'clock our time.
Let me go and find out for you. I will, could the cavalry's arrive. Done that again, haven't you? Twice! Not gonna let you down, not gonna let you forget it. Ha 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 ha.
Why me? I mean,
Why, you indeed!
check out somebody else. Well, nobody else is here. But I mean, if they were here.
Hey, cat, where are you? You try doing this without a monitor.
Good. Well, you've always been doing stuff.
Okay. Yeah, she has my daughter in her arms at the moment. Surprised me that she wanted a channel. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I couldn't either. That's why I said what I said.
Yeah, it surprised the heck out of me.
You know, I'm told you I told you.
Don't worry.
Oh, right. Yeah. Here's Mark with his family and his children all lined up in togas. And here's her other grandson-in-law. Talking about
Yes.
orgasms. Okay, I mean, what kind of impression is this making on the poor lady, you know? Here, I'll probably fall asleep in my soup tomorrow at 10 o'clock, you know, and I'll be like, it's worse than when Ashtar comes in. At least with Ashtar, he already understands me from long ago. This lady's just met me, and this is the impression she's going to give. All right, who's the sex fiend?
She, as she keeps on frequently reminding us, is a simple country girl. She's not of any house of importance. And I could never figure out why Miranda, who was just a very, very faint memory for me, married my grandfather. Yeah, because they were both very different backgrounds.
Well, yeah, but I mean, soulmates.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. So look at it. It was the prince and the pauper.
Your grandmother was a problem?
Well, not a pauper, but yeah, not from a wealthy, not from any house. She was a free lady.
There is historical precedent for it here on Earth.
Oh yeah, but I
And
mean
I'm
she.
sure up there also.
Yes, she was a free woman, which meant that she had no house and she could go and do and not be assigned to what they wanted her to do. She could be free.
Well, that's probably what made all the difference right there, is the fact that, you know, she had her own mind, she spoke it commonly or frequently. And Tanaxa probably saw that as a great advantage over some of the ladies who would have been more nobility, let's say, but would be more, you know, constrained and more stuffy and stuff. Pompous, I guess Tia would say.
Yeah, according to the family archives, she did cause some big scandals.
And we'll pass those genes on to her daughters, of course.
Yes.
Who, one of them caused major scandals in her own right. Curious.
Oh, I thought you were referring to me.
Your granddaughter. Oh my God. Caused any scandals.
Yes. What do you mean? I haven't called today. I've called quite a few.
Well, not that I care about. The only ones I hear about are ones security calls.
Yes. Yes, my auntie does call some.
All right, I've already made my schedule for the night. I can't top that
Okay, Ross. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's all right.
We'll put Theo back on the lead. It will be at 10:30 of your time, but you can be present at 11 if you wish. Earlier would be nicer, but 11 the latest.
I'm gonna get about half hour window there anyway.
Now, the reason being is that we will have the reception first, and then we will sit down and have a late dinner.
Oh, so I don't want to fall asleep at the reception or dinner.
Grandmother says that you can be, if you wish, at one or the other, or both.
I'll shoot for both. I'll shoot for the reception. I'm gonna shoot for dinner.
Okay.
Okay, sounds great.
Right. I'll see you later.
Okay. Oh, I have a question for you.
Oh, yes.
Before you leave, I mean, that is sort of the reason we're here tonight.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. We weren't expecting that to, we were going to settle in
I
her in
know,
her
it's kind of
apartment.
throwing everybody off
Yes.
here. All right.
This is, my grandmother is fond of saying, age does have its advantages.
Okay. Homeopathy. And the, I'm looking into that now, as I've dabbled in it before in research, but what is the difference between herbology and homeopathy?
Herbology is a very, very wide field. Let's put it this way. What species are you?
Homo sapiens.
There's your answer.
Well, I'm not herb satiates, so.
There's your answer's right there. Herbology covers a wide field. Homeopath deals directly with how the Homo sapien works. And its relationship to natural medicines. Not just herbs.
So natural medicines being
Correct.
everything, so elixirs, for example.
Okay.
Now, the article I was reading described various viruses that are making a major comeback. For example, we've seen Ebola in Africa. And things that have not affected man for, let's say, 25 years, and yet they're carried in animals for all this time, and then all of a sudden, people are catching them. And according to the article I read, this is due to the fact that Earth is fighting back,
Yes.
using its defense system that it has built in to
Control.
control and correct problems that it's
Correct.
thing, which gives Earth a bit more of a,
Edge than you think it does.
yeah, and I
Has
mean,
much more of an edge than you think it does. For
also,
example, tuberculosis, almost eradicated.
now the virus is coming back, people being vaccinated against, but isn't affected by the
Correct.
vaccine.
Polio.
Is that how you
Diphtheria.
got?
Yeah. Diphtheria. Yellow fever. Scarlet fever. And then new strains as well. Why? Because when you eradicate one, it almost becomes extinct, and it is necessary for evolution.
How does it know to change, though? I mean, yeah, it's not.
Survival.
Well,
Environmental factors. It's called evolution.
so viruses are a life form of their own.
Correct. The best way to describe it is, are the dinosaurs extinct?
Good question. Not if you count the viruses that were in existence back then.
No, dinosaurs are not extinct. They were almost extinct, but survivors, snakes, turtles,
Pyramids,
lizards.
adapted to conditions that would be conducive for their existence.
Correct. So are they extinct?
Yeah. They were mutated.
Correct. Now I've got to go.
Why not?
Oh, message from Kara. You are coming up tonight. And Alana.
So, how's the preparations going?
Preparations for.
Reception.
Oh, they're going fine. Fine, 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 fine.
Oh,
Don't know, it's a big formal affair.
it sounds like a base.
Upper echelons.
That's kind of special.
Ashtar will be there. Court Honor, Mol, the Council will be there. Senior pilots will be there.
And me.
I don't think in family, and I don't think she realizes how important she actually is. She always says she's a simple country girl. And the thing is, she's not. I mean, she's from no house. But because she's a nun and could quite easily be a priestess if she wanted, and all she wants is the simple things in life, as she maintains.
Then why is she allowing this big old reception being taken
Because
place?
she's got no say in the matter.
Oh, shit.
No. It is to honor her.
Besides, it's just a little party you do.
Yes, probably about 80 people will be present. Now, we're getting everything ready for the arrangements for when sweet little girl gets home. And we are going to have an erotic, exotic party.
You know, I've tried not to without her, it just doesn't fit.
Well, if Kara would stop stepping on the feet, it might fit a little better.
You know, I just don't look good in these pants.
No, we will have you dressed up in something that's a tease. If
That
you want
should
to go.
be a challenge.
It's going to be mainly like his platoon.
Cool. Hey, by the way, how are you guys figuring out the arrangements for Mark and I's our travel?
Well, we take a rest.
Well, I mean, you're gonna be going with us, right?
Course.
Well, I knew that part, but you'd be joining us for the Renaissance Festival, of course. Seeing the girls with the breasts being pushed up out of the thing and watching Mark do it all over the place.
Personally, I think it's a good thing. It gets him all horny.
Yeah, pretty good.
Then he comes up here and makes love to me. And see ya.
He'll be home, all right. It's one of those feast and festivals of the eyes that you never quite get enough of. Never mind. You'll see.
I'm already quite horny, actually. I'm not wearing any panties and I'm wearing a knee-length dress. She isn't wearing any panties either. But it's because of her habit she's wearing. They don't wear anything underneath it anyway. No.
Something about lens every day, I guess.
Well, Syrian lens anyway. But remember, she's not an innocent virgin now.
So she didn't, like, renounce everything to the church. I don't know, the religion in Syrian religion has always been a little bit iffy for me. I've never figured that one out.
She has become celibate of her own choice. Ever since her husband died. And he died, I think, about 100 years ago, so I didn't know him. She has been celibate. And they bonded for life, which is unusual, actually.
Mm-hmm. I bonded to life.
Well, yeah, but you're also bonded to Alana. She was solely bonded to one person, which is unusual. And little gossip of fact is that Leica's family could be being linked to our family.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Genetically?
No. Marriage? Yes. Somebody impressed the hell out of Dad.
Well, I knew.
Elder sister.
Huh?
No, elder sister of Leica.
Elder sister of Leica.
She has an elder sister and a younger brother and a younger sister.
Well, didn't Leica impress the hell out of his dad also, if I remember right?
Mm-hmm. According to somebody I know that lives there, and she arrived a day earlier than her family, and I spent the whole entire time in bed. Well, figuratively in bed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Never did try it in the great dining room.
That is, I can't say it's too bad. That's
true. No, it's not lighter that is going. It is still there.
Oh, it's well, it's this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why are we looking at something in the future, here, possibly?
Possibly, yes.
No. How old is her sister?
I think she's about 42.
Apokara's age.
So?
It's serious. I can't put Earth standards onto a planet that's not even new.
It surprised the hell out of me, too. I've only seen pictures of her.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Leica's older sister's about your age.
Well, she's a few years younger than I am.
That's what I mean.
I'm 57.
Yeah, I know, but I mean in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in Syrian ages, I just put anything between 20 and 70 at the same group.
I guess he's thinking about a retrieve.
Your dad?
Yes.
Your dad's thinking about a retrieve?
Mm-hmm.
This is news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it must impress the hell out of him.
But according to a friend of mine, who sometimes took care of Dad's needs, is that they've been doing it a lot.
Really? Okay. Leica's elder sister lives on Sirius anyway.
Mm-hmm.
When did Leica's elder sister meet your dad?
Last week.
The first time?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a flash romance, wouldn't you say?
She's very much like a younger sister. She's a very horny young lady.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to keep Dad young for a while, huh?
I think so. She's not an engineer. She is a medic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Retired from service.
42?
Mm-hmm. She's studying to be a rejuve nurse. Mm-hmm. And she has.
Well, so that's what's got the idea in his head.
Mm-hmm. She saw active service like her younger sister has. And she forsook having a graft.
Oh, she had something burned off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A whole hand? An arm?
Mm-hmm. She has a mechanical one.
Mm-hmm.
Like her younger sister, she wears it with pride.
Then his sister isn't wearing an artificial. She used to. Oh, Kiri? What is it that you're finally letting loose here on?
She lost two of her fingers.
Oh, recently?
Mm-hmm.
This last little thing.
Yeah.
Nobody told me.
Nobody was meant to know.
Good, Kiri. You're getting better at Tia than this.
We all make blunders from time to time.
Well, I won't mention it to her. Mark might. Shall I erase that portion of the tape, or do you want to tell him yourself?
I'll tell him.
Good girl.
I screwed up.
Because I knew she had been formerly.
Mm-hmm. Hello. Like,
yeah, but she grafted that one back on.
Mm-hmm. And now she has two mechanical fingers.
And is she going to wear those with pride, or is she going to get a graft on those too?
Now she'll wear them with pride.
Well, then I think you definitely better tell them why.
Because normally, professional soldiers, like Lyca and her elder sister, wear their wounds with pride when they save lives.
Oh, I see. So when she lost her leg, it wasn't saving a life.
No. It is, yeah, my wound is to my sisters or brothers. But the story goes, and I'll tell Mark as well, was that they were getting ready to leave, right? And Lyca, with her astral vision sight, saw a package. And one of the girls had the package under her arm that she'd picked up at the store. And Lyca grabbed hold of it and ran with it and started to throw it, and it went off. They would have been on or in the shuttle for the ship when it went off, which would have caused much more damage than just losing two fingers. So not only did she save the young lady that she grabbed the package from, but she probably saved the whole entire ship as well. So it would have been her whole entire platoon that she saved. Plus the technicians on board and everybody else going up.
Are you going to hold this from me? And Mark?
Mm-hmm.
At Lyca's request, of course.
Of course.
Ooh, she's going to tear you anew when she comes back.
I'll seduce her. I think she wanted to tell Mark herself.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mark knows Zach surprised. Mark can never get away with it.
Mark could be pretty clever at acting sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to hand you back to Tia.
Alrighty. You didn't know either, I take it.
No, I didn't. Oh, well.
That's alright, you let something go earlier in our shape also.
Yes.
In front of Ashtar, too, I have to admit. So that's pretty amazing. Through the TV tonight, you just,
We're a bundle of nerves. We're a bundle of nerves.
I guess. You've never let this stuff out, neither one of you.
No.
I have to admit, this is the most decorum session we've had in that pyramid.
Yes. Since we
did anything in there. Good God.
Okay. Again? Sorry?
Come again?
I don't follow.
Who was that?
Oh.
Excuse me?
That was... that was Minerva.
Mistress Manifestor herself.
Mm-hmm.
That's on tape.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it's on tape.
Really?
Yes.
The only other person that's ever been on tape is Alex.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. What'd she say?
She asked me where I wanted to put it. So I told her to put it on the bed.
What did she turn it into?
She turned it into a tray with hot dogs on it. That was clever, mask.
I ate with hot dogs. There's somebody wants a hot dog.
Well, they're not cooked.
I think she's got a sense of humor too at an early age.
I told her to make it look like something that was edible, but very similar. So it wasn't too much of a strain on it.
Could have been an ice cream pop. Or... It's pretty good, though. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, so it looks like there's about a dozen on the tray.
Yeah, nice. This is interesting.
Yeah, she's having difficulty carrying the tray and watching her as she goes.
Proud of your daughter, dear?
Yes, very proud. Yes, light blue toga with gold trim. Now, in Grandmama, has difficulty telling the triplets, well, she can tell Athena, but Diana and Minerva, she can't tell apart.
Well, I can't do it.
Can anybody except for me and Kiri?
Well, you can with the smell.
Mm-hmm.
Mark can, because we've gone...
The freckles.
Yeah, freckles. Because close association.
Mm-hmm. One has a narrower band of freckles than the other. Diana has a wide band. And Minerva has a narrow band.
I'll check it out next time.
Mm-hmm.
Have they come in a reception room?
Yes.
We'll see if it's fine.
Yes, we're going to let them nap early and then have them all ready and everything.
Oh, dear.
Because it will be way past their bed. Alex will be there and is going to be dressed in a little suit.
Wow.
Very cool. I didn't realise the technician's sitting there totally in the bath.
She's been there all that time?
Mm-hmm.
Which technician? The 18-year-old. Well, I'm sure her curious grandmother didn't know.
I don't think she noticed. Her eyesight isn't as bright as it once was. And she is sitting behind the monitoring device that she has.
I was going to say, you didn't see her, and you've been here all the time.
Mm-hmm. She just stood up to get a drink that was propped on the top. Clara was going to talk to you, but she's ran off and surreptitiously getting a dress for her. Because she wasn't meant to be here.
Why not? We have to have a monitor going.
No.
Oh, you're the grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nothing.
What was I called his grandma?
Well, that could be for me too, which my grandmother at all.
Yes.
Well, if you're over at your house, we should get Grandma and Kiri's dresses.
Mm-hmm.
That should be. She's got the same size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yours would just be like up to her navel.
Okay. Power's back.
Okay. Ask her what we do about getting dresses done.
Sorry?
What are we doing about getting me to do that for tomorrow?
Well, but we're going to dress you up in a matching suit for Michael and David and Kevin.
Ooh!
All going to be matching suits.
So I need to come up for a fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I could use a hello with you to get it fitted properly.
Yes, I know, but it's better if I'm the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I can always injury. Tell when you're helping me out on that, too.
Mm-hmm. Stamina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, darling?
I'm doing fine.
You're the only one who is unflustered tonight.
Yes. Very well behaved.
You heard about Kiri and Tia's
mm-hmm. Yes. I did know about Lyca's fingers.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the full story later, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Of course.
That's kind of interesting. That is one of the most amazing stories I've heard. I'm glad I heard it tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to puzzle out why one of Mark's daughters is wandering around with a tray of hot dogs.
You want the full story on that now? Or
no, probably not.
Okay.
He's wandering around looking frightfully lost.
Oh, yeah. See you guys to her.
No, Mark got to her.
Mark got to her.
Mm-hmm. Our tea is there as well now. They're talking, giggling.
I'll give you the story real quick. Basically, it's Kieran's vibrator.
Oh!
It was in the pyramid, and Tia wanted to get it to Kieran's bed without your grandmother seeing it. So she had Minerva.
Oh, I understand. I get
something
the joke.
similar out of it.
That's very clever.
I thought I couldn't do it if I tried hard.
That's
And
very
then,
clever.
you know what? Minerva spoke on tape.
Really?
You got Minerva on tape right now.
This is one of the strangest channel sessions
yeah,
we've had.
We don't get them like this too often.
No, this is just a regular chit chat tape.
Oh, no.